Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
What is the 10th question?
Okay, Dr. Khan, so we've come almost a full circle.
We spoke a long way. We are 80% of the way in, yes. More than that.
So for the benefit of our listeners who've just started listening to us, we spoke about white papers, gauging the identity of the ICO. We went through how to gauge the authenticity of the video that introduces ICOs. We spoke about team members. We spoke about checking them up on Slack and Telegram, doing our own homework in Google. And now we reached the 10th question, which is to ask yourself whether you've gone to your three smartest friends who invested in ICOs and incorporating their opinion into the decision you would make while investing.
Awesome. So I remember when I did my first startup many years ago, actually my second startup technically, and my friend who also is became my mentor, amazing guy. We were in services business, in business process outsourcing space very early. This was 2003 when India was just getting into the BPO space. So we launched a startup in that space. We raised a lot of money. And I remember him telling, make sure that anything goes out to the client is vetted by three people internally. So make sure that three people internally take a look at whatever you're sending before it goes to the client. We used to call it internally the rule of three. And we used to call our company as a gold standard company. We were small, but we had the guts and the gumption to say we are a world-class company. We have gold standards established. We are a standard of excellence. And one of the most important standards of excellence was actually common sense. Hey, have you run it by three people? Spelling mistakes get caught, flow is improved, you know, some examples are introduced. Three things happen, let's say, because running it by three people. And what goes out to the client is like, wow, 10x better. That's exactly what we are recommending. I'm just bringing that over here and saying, hey, just run it by three friends. You say, oh, but I don't know anybody who knows about crypto or investing. Okay, just, are they bright friends? Yeah, they're very smart. Okay, sit down and explain it. Are they excited by it? If three good friends were smart, crypto or not, if they don't understand the problem and the solution and why this, I think there's something wrong. If out of three, oh, but Kant, but run it by them. At least they'll ask questions. Maybe they all said, don't invest, but your heart says invest. You might still invest money that you can afford to lose. That's fine. But at least you got three different angles of looking at this opportunity, which you did not think about, because different people will ask different questions. They will attack problem differently. So you will get to see the same problem from multiple angles that you are not able to see by yourself. So, and by just seeing it from different angles, like maybe you'll find loopholes that you did not see. Maybe you'll decide at the end of it, crap, this is not a good investment of as I thought, and you will drop it. Or after taking your time and space and talking to friends, you lose all interest in this. Don't come back to it. This interest was not sustainable. It was just in the heat of the moment. If the heat was sustainable over time and your three friends are also excited and they're saying, whoa, even we will invest, maybe you want to go ahead and invest. Right? So that's what I mean by rule of three. Make sure you use that. It's common sense, but works again.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Nights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.